A good example of a patient with asymptomatic heart disease is a young man who we saw who had been a cigarette smoker, who had a family history, who had an elevated cholesterol, and who was in fact experiencing no chest discomfort. His physical examination indicated that he had mitral valve prolapse, and he underwent an exercise echo to look for evidence of the degree of mitral valve prolapse and coronary artery assessment based on his high-risk profile. His exercise tolerance test went smoothly and at a very high level of exercise. His echocardiogram at rest confirmed the diagnosis of mitral valve prolapse. What was so surprising to us was that despite significant EKG changes at the peak of exercise, his echocardiogram after exercise demonstrated extensive regions of the heart which had now become paralyzed by arterial insufficiency. And there were a number of minutes that followed during which time, while he remained asymptomatic and very comfortable, we waited and watched as the ultrasound showed gradual recovery of muscle function in that examination. He subsequently underwent a coronary angiogram, which confirmed that he had extensive arterial disease involving all of the major arteries of his heart, despite the fact that muscle function was normal and he had not previously experienced a heart attack. Based on the angiogram findings, he underwent multiple angioplasties at that sitting with excellent restoration of blood flow in those arteries. He has since gone on to stop smoking, reduce weight, exercise regularly, and take medications for cholesterol reduction, as well as emphasizing stress management and relaxation. His status today, I'm pleased to report years later, is excellent, and his exercise tolerance is normal as it was before, but now he has normalized the response of his exercise echocardiogram. This is a perfect example of somebody whose initial diagnosis of mitral prolapse might have misled some people in the direction of a benign condition, in this case, masquerading as a more important arterial disease because of the absence of symptoms.